Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me from the Wayback Machine. That one. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Also available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. Paul Krasnow is our guest. He's a new member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, The Success Code, A Guide for Achieving Your Personal Best in Business and Life. Folks, this is Paul and I have one thing in common for sure. We're grizzled old salespeople. Commission salespeople, we've carried a kit bag and knocked on the door and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" For a long time. What is your advice, Paul, today? There's still plenty of young people out there making a living in B2B sales, selling big ticket items. What's your advice to them these days?
Well, first of all, the biggest and most important for anybody, whether they're 28 or 38 or 58, is you don't want a job, you want a career. You want to be happy to go to the office on Monday. You don't want Sunday to be a day of drudgery because you're not looking forward to Monday. Your everyday life should be one of looking forward, always moving forward, always attempting to get to that next level, because everybody in there can be number one in their own environment. And I know that for a fact. I come from bankruptcy. I've had guns put in my chest. I know I know the bad thing. And this book, The Success Code, I wrote this book, Jim, so I could speak around the country, and I've given several talks in the last 3 months. And by the way, just to interject, an absolutely different topic. You're just playing the Duke of Earl. That was my brother's record. That was my brother's record.
Is that right?
He produced that record.
Yes. Is that right? How about that?
Tell you how long. Yeah.
What small
about
world,
that?
Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
So it is a small world. So you go to my website, paulgkrasnow.com. Go on Amazon, get the book. But most important, live a life of joy. Live a life. Enjoy. You spend 2,000-3,000 hours a year. Your career.
Do you think most people have an idea of what joy is? I talk about this. I'm glad you brought that up. I talk about this all the time on the show. Find a way to find joy. Discover a way to find joy in your life. I mean, real joy. Whether it's in your family, in your friends, your work, somehow you've got to have joy somewhere. It's a miserable existence, isn't it?
Well, it is, and my book talks about becoming a whole person, and a whole person is not a piece of the pie, it's the whole pie. Being a life of joy is a life of spirituality, it's a life of giving back to the community, it's a life of your family, it's a life, of course, of your career, it's a life of seeing the world.
I want to stop you there for a second. This is really important. To me, you can't find real joy in your life if your life is all about you. If there's nothing greater than you in your life, a cause, a charity, your faith, whatever it might be, if there's nothing in your life that's greater than you, you're going to have a hard time finding joy, aren't you?
Absolutely. Look, most of work life is mundane, and then all of a sudden something great happens. But every day you get up, you have to make your bed, you have to wash your dishes, and then you do that again. But that's what creates success, is getting down those little items that need to be done so you can discipline yourself to work in a manner that is really effective and that really creates a bond between you and your customer, client, or patient. That's what the joy of life is in your career. But being involved in your community is a joy of life.
Well, sir, you know,
being
even serving customers
with others.
If you consider yourself a problem solver in your sales assignment, and not just someone who's seeking commissions, if you really can focus on being a problem solver, you can find joy there. You know, you and I talked off the air about reinventing ourselves. I've had people that I've been doing business with all my life. And every time I reinvented myself, I went back, and I was welcomed back into those places because when I was there before, I solved a problem. I didn't just sell them something.
Well, it's not just that. You created a relationship. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, you think clients first, not income. And you engage with your folks over a lifetime. And people have a trust. If they trust you, look, this is my third reinvention. I was in the clothing industry. I went bankrupt. Now I've been with the Northwestern Mutual in the financial business for 45 years. And now I'm an author and speaker. So I'm reinventing myself. So it's a maturation process. I'm moving and I'm constantly attempting to remain relevant in the world we live in today. I want to keep my word to my clients. My clients know they can trust me. Trust, trust, trust. And I have core values.
And the thing we've got to deal with, folks, is the more high tech we have, which we have more and more of every day, as Nesbitt said, the more high touch we're going to want. And that's the trick I think we all have to deal with right now. How do we continue to deliver high touch while we're doing it with so much high tech? Hey, Paul, good job today. Come back soon.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it. And you enjoy the rest of the summer and the fall, upcoming fall.
PaulKrasnow.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you find him online. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.